turn it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, she's back. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Miss me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yes.
Good.
I missed you a lot. It's been 4 weeks. We had the man cave on, and I've been traveling with Barbizon modeling and acting around the world. I know.
Duh! Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Well, welcome to Hollywood Connections. It's so good to be back in the studios in our beautiful Clearwater Beach, Florida. We are live on Facebook. Let me introduce who is all in the house with us today and who's on the phone in just a minute. And Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Awesome. And she is with the Tampa Bay Film Society. And I want to tell you, if you're an actor, I've been too busy lately, but it's going to change. I'm going to get over there. And she actually put me on the board of directors, and I'm so honored. But she has some amazing things she wants to announce as well. You're on live.
Oh, okay. Actually, right now, I want to talk about the Tampa Bay Underground Film Festival.
Yes.
And that festival was founded by award-winning Bay Area filmmakers, actors, critics, artists, and cinephiles to catch the independent films that fall through the cracks and end up underground. With most independent films going straight to home video, TBUF offers cast and crew the opportunity to see their movie on the big screen in digital sound at a real theater, as well as marketing, promotion, and accolades to shore up distribution prospects. Although they are underground, that has more to do with the underground nature of the filmmaking, low-budget indies, than genre. The festival runs November 30th through December 3rd at the Britain A Theater, at 3938 Southdale Mabry Highway in Tampa. An opening night feature is Lost Digit, filmed entirely in Florida. The pricing is, and this is really inexpensive, general, each show, individual block of feature film is $8. A day pass to watch all the movies in a single day is $15. And the VIP pass for the entire festival is $25.
Wow.
For 4 days.
That's unheard of. You know, I was just sending somebody to the Fort Worth, Texas Film Festival, and they're you know, is amazing for their packages as well. It's $300, $200, you know. But this is such an amazing deal for our local talents to come over. And what's the benefit? People are going to go, what's the benefit of me going to a film festival? Can you tell them from your heart?
Well, it's not only, well, basically it's made for local filmmakers because, as I said, they call it the Underground Film Festival.
Right.
For all the independent film makers who do not get into the big ones like Gasparilla and Sunscreen,
right,
at least they have a chance here to show their film on it in a theater on a big screen.
I love it. What about, you know, a lot of people have shorts, you know, like a short, like I tell my new reporters, I have 15 or 20 now. They're getting all around the world. And my question is, you know, I told them, I said, you can do a short. You can do a short with all these interviews and you can start sending them into places.
Exactly. They don't show, they show documentaries. They have short blocks. They have features. They have everything you can think of.
Right.
To show. It's, as I said, it's not just, you know, concentrated like the big ones.
Right.
You know, so it's the fourth year for the festival, and each year they're growing, and we hope to really make it big.
I'm excited about that. And tell us, well, we're going to come back in just a minute and talk about the Tampa Bay Film Society and on Tuesdays and what they need to do. I know, Peter, we have a VIP guest that's about to go to a big charity event from Michigan. Is she on, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Carrie. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. Yay! She is one of our new correspondents in Michigan.
Yay!
I know. So she also is going to be going to the snowmobile races and doing some amazing. She's got in the press box coming up with all the reporters from all over ABC. And Carrie, tell us, you're also a title holder. What does that title mean to you from the World Tourism Pageant and what you're doing?
Okay, my title is World's Mrs. Great Lakes Tourism 2018. This is the third year that I've been with the World's Miss Tourism Pageant, and I am currently working on a fundraiser for my niece who just had a liver transplant last week, and I'm really excited about that. I'm getting ready, like Dawn said, to go to a murder at the Juice Joint. It's a murder mystery dinner theater. It's at the Kuwaitan Casino Dreammakers Theater in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and it's to raise money for the EUPCDRC, which is one of our mediations for our court system and any other type of mediations, whether it be for the friend of the court or anything like that, anything that needs mediation, whether maybe your child needs to be checked at school for if he needs to have if he's a handicap of some sort. So I'm really excited about this because when you live in Sault Ste. Marie, it's a very small city in Michigan. We're as far north as you can go to before you hit Canada. So we don't get a lot of activities like this locally. So I'm really excited to be part of it.
That's super cool. You know, especially your platform with the World Tourism Pageants. A lot of people say, oh, what's a pageant? I want to be honest with you. I have my title here that I'm going to show everybody. And I have the Global Miss Tourism. And I'll tell you, I went in for motivation to you know, just have fun and, you know, get myself in better shape and, you know, and do appearances. But these titles aren't just a ribbon. This is an opportunity for you to, you know, give your platform, help the community, raise money for different you know, things that you're doing. Is that correct? Am I right?
It is. Like I said, this is my third year of competing. But the first year, I didn't know exactly what I was doing. I mean, I just turned 49 years old, and I thought, pageants, you know, I'm too old for this now. And you're not. This pageant has made me a completely different person. I am more outgoing. I put myself out there where places that I would have never done before. Mm-hmm. And I recently went to the library and read to the young kids at Halloween. And they just, when you put that crown and sash on, it gives you a voice. And the World's Miss Tourism Pageant is the best pageant system that I've ever seen. Like, we have local pageants. And it is for them. Most of it is just a title, and a few of them will go out and do volunteer work, but it's nothing like the World's Miss Tourism Pageant.
I agree, and I'm totally helping Terry this year because all the girls that want training with me, they are reporters. So we're helping the girls be reporters and getting out there and training on the phone, training on conference calls, training FaceTime. Now, I'm trying to get Carrie in to see Bret Michaels into the casino. Of course, you know, sometimes you can't get in the casinos. You have to get in touch with the promoters and the managers. And you know that you were in this world as well before, right, Ellen? No, you did radio before? No, did you do, but besides film, you were, well, condo cops.
Well, yeah. That was TV.
Yeah, TV. She's in TV land. That's still pretty big.
La land.
So but Carrie, I'm so excited. We're still working so much for you. And I'm going to be offering all the girls their own hour in the next, you know, couple months. They're going to come on, as well as our beautiful reporter here that we're going to talk to very soon, and about what she's doing. And we're going to talk, and we're going to push your interviews out there, and it's going to be your special hour. All right, Carrie?
All right. Thank you, Don. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you.
That's whatever.
All right.
All right. Awesome. You know, these ladies are so passionate about, you know, what they do, and passionable and so forth. And I know also, Peter, we have another caller. Allie is on the phone. And before she goes on, we're going to get her on in 2 seconds. Aaliyah, yes. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, tell us what you do. She does a lot.
Connect people.
Yeah, she connects people all over. What's your website?
Link to Expert, L-I-N-K, to T-O, Expert, E-X-P-E-R-T, .com.
She has so many. How many people would you say you're on your roster? All over the world.
Oh, people all over the world. We have hundreds of thousands that we reach.
Amazing. So we're going to work together. We got some ideas, and I think we're going to do the expert hour here coming up when I travel. And you're going to come in, and you're going to bring some experts in under Hollywood Connections. So we're going to have a special show on that as well. Super excited for
Woo-hoo.
You. I know. So, Peter, let's get, is our special reporter correspondent from Georgia on?
She is.
Hi. Announce yourself.
Hi, this is Aaliyah, World's Team Miss Georgia Tourism.
Yes, and she is super excited. I actually kind of threw her in of 6 years of broadcasting as well. And we're going to go. Now, you got to interview some celebrities at the State Fair. Do you want to tell us who you were with?
The first night, which was the opening night, I was with Branton Dean, who is a country band. And they are so amazing. They worked with me. I learned a lot about them and the charities they work for. And it was a great experience.
Well, guess what? We're not going to play all of it, because you can actually see this on HollywoodConnections.biz, the full interview. But let's go to that interview. Peter, stay on the line with us and enjoy this amazing interview from this super amazing new reporter. We'll be right back.
I'm Aaliyah Saint, World's Team Miss Georgia Tourism, reporting to you for Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. I'm here with Branch and Dean at the Columbia County Fairgrounds, where we will be asking them a few questions. Now, we know that your band is Branch and Dean. So, what are your first names?
My first name is Steve.
And I go by Dean.
You go by Dean.
He always goes by Branch, I always go by Dean.
So, Dean's people actually just call you Branch and Dean.
That's right. They always have.
Awesome.
So it just worked out that way.
Can y'all tell us a little bit about yourselves?
My name is Steve Branch, and I sing country music in a duo called Branch and Dean. And that's my life.
Yeah, that's it. That is. We're from the big city of McClenny, Florida, right outside of Jacksonville, Florida, and we grew up together and never really thought about being a duo, and then we both moved to Nashville separately and kind of caught back up there and did an album together, and things just took off. And now we get to travel the world and, spread the news of Branch D.
Yeah, now our
Aaliyah Saint.
Now our home. Now our home is on the road.
That's right.
So how long have y'all been singing together?
For as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Long time.
We didn't do a duo thing, but we've only been doing a duo thing for a little over 4 years, I guess.
Well, I conned him into doing a duo thing way back when. He probably don't even remember.
That's true.
It was Randy Travis and George Jones.
A few old country boys around.
Some of you guys probably won't remember that song, but I had to con him into doing that song. We did really well on that song.
We
should have knew right then. That's when we should have known.
We caught back up together, and man, we just had a blast. We have a blast, and we've been very blessed, and it's all because of the fans.
That's right.
It's all because of the fans. We get to do what we do. Hollywood Connection fans and Aaliyah fans. We get to do what we do.
That's right.
How did y'all get y'all starting?
Well, it's funny because we got our start with a song we wrote back in the day, and I always thought if you want to be a country singer, you had to be able to sound like everybody on the radio, like Branch could, and I couldn't, so I dove into songwriting. And of course Branch had to one up me one day, and he called me and said, "Man, I got this idea for a song." It goes a little something like this.
Your old lady's gone, she's long gone, your old lady's gone. It's time to move on and say bye-bye.
So years later, we're in Nashville, and our brother and our partner and one of the producers, Michael Huffman, Huff Daddy, as we call him. He's written all kind of big hit songs, and Conway Twitty, Tight Fitting Jeans, Atalanta for George Strait. He said, man, he heard Branch on a demo, and he's like, man, you need to get him up to Nashville. We got the studio, and Branch and Dean happened. So I guess the moral is we were Branch and Dean way before we were Branch and Dean.
So who was your musical inspiration?
Many. One of my favorites was like Ronnie Milsap. Of course, George Strait. You know, I mean, there's many, many. But I've just always loved music, and not necessarily just country music.
So that was the first interview. This is a lengthy interview. There's another one that she has with another beauty queen reporter. Actually, no, she's a beauty queen from one of the state fairs, and that's really amazing. And then we have one more, but the tour bus was kind of loud, so we can't play that one right now. But hold on for a second, because I want to have the soap this because of the World Tourism Pageants. Now we sent, hold on, Aaliyah. We also sent Casey Green, Casey Green's interview. Peter's looking at me. I'm doing the sign language behind the cameras. He's like, yeah, Dawn. I haven't been here for 4 weeks. You know, I'm a little rusty pelican here.
Just a little bit.
That's what happens when you're not in the air.
No, you're in the air. You're yourself, like always. I'm just ready for it.
So, Aaliyah, we're going to be right back with you. And let's go soap this. We are so excited that Patty and Barbara let us in Chicago. And I threw another reporter in there. And I'm so proud what she did with one of the soap stars. Listen to this interview. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cassie Green. I'm your World's Miss Tourism Beauty 2018. I'm here at the Soap This event in Chicago, Illinois, reporting for Hollywood Connections Radio. Today, I've interviewed Greg Vaughn from Days of Our Lives. Eric Martzel from Days of Our Lives is also here, so I hope you enjoy. All right, well, I'm here with Greg Vaughn from Days of Our Lives, so I just have a couple of quick questions for you. So when you were starting out, how did you find your first agent?
I actually went to Barnes & Noble bookstore, and there was actually a book that was provided to all a list of all the agencies and talent representations out there, and I submitted photos. There's different options. You could do it that way. I did have a mutual friend that had another mutual relationship. So the thing about Hollywood is save you all that time and trouble. It's all about relationships. Whoever you know, get in there, make a friend, and it will take you places.
Awesome. That's so helpful. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, but with online social, platforms, it's viral.
Yeah.
You can get out there and find it, pull it up real quick, IMDb.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different...
The Actors Access, all of those are really helpful.
Actors Access, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, also, do you have any social media accounts? And if so, what are they? Can you spell them?
Goodness gracious. Instagram, Greg Vaughn _ VAUGHAN. It's all together. Actually, take that back. That was my Twitter. But then I have my own personal app, Greg Vaughn app. So go into your own app store. You can download my app. It's a super fan experience. So you're getting a behind the scenes VIP experience. It's the best communication in my own world. So it's not scattered by, inundated with all the other content that's out there, all the fans and friends that you have following you, and vice versa. So,
do you read the messages that you get from your
fans?
Yeah,
it's a personal engagement, not just the fan. Actually, Dan right here, he is one of the fans, and so say hi, Dan. He's there. He's
number
real.
Fan.
And actually, it's a personal fan engagement, so it's like they're getting a tailor-made conversation. We get to have a community environment that we can individually communicate directly instead of being inundated with so much other material.
Yeah.
So it's a real behind-the-scenes personal experience. One-on-one communication. We have events. We have free callings, 15-minute received call. We do a contest, and we fly contestant out from wherever in the country you are. We will fly you out for dinner if you're engaged in the contest. If you win the contest, if I pick you because you're the number one fan and you tell me why, I'm going to pick you and you're going to come.
That's awesome. I mean, because earlier you were talking about how busy you are all the time.
You're very busy. I have three kids. So.
Yeah, I mean, to make all that time for your fans is incredible.
You have to. I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't have the support and love of everybody that's not only in this room, but out there. And I thank you because I appreciate it. And I've worked worked really hard to get where I am because I love it. I believe in my dream, and I know you have one. So never let anything stand in your way. The only thing that can get you up that ladder is you. So go make it happen.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Letting me steal a few minutes of your
welcome.
Time.
I love her. She's amazing.
All right. Bye, guys.
So, anyways, that's what this is all about. Are you still on the air, Miss Georgia World Tourism Pageant?
Yes, ma'am.
Yay. So, how do you like reporting?
I love it. It's a great new experience, and it helps me get over my fear of public speaking and talking to people in general because I'm really shy. And it helps me put myself out there.
I agree. You know, which is really cool. You have a platform on bullying, and I'm really excited because I have my Barbizon poster. I feel like Vanna White here. Here we go. There we go. And you have a bullying platform. And tell us, you know, with Barbizon, how this is helping you. You went to your first class in Georgia that I signed you up on. How does it feel to be a Barbizon model?
It feels great. I love that they, how nice the teachers are and how willing they are to help you and to be able to learn new things that would help me later on in life or even now, and to be a part of the Barbizon family, I guess, it's just amazing.
Well, we're excited because we also have other segments, ladies, you know, that's called the Miss Concierge, that they're going out and they're doing travel because World Tourism Pageants, they're amazing because it's not just a pageant. They're doing challenges. You're going out and you're doing community events and you're doing things. So I've taken it to another level with reporters, you know, and I've seen the opportunities for these ladies and I'm helping them as well. And we want you to stay on the line with us. We're going to go in a few minutes to the Tampa Bay Film Society commercial as soon as Peter finds that. But Ellen, talk to us about the event on Tuesday. What happens, why we all need to be there.
Okay. The Tampa Bay Film Society has bi-monthly meetings. That 1 month we'll have a guest speaker. And then the following month we call Movie Night. And Movie Night is basically movies by local filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Or we do a classic movie, and we're showing them now at the Holiday Inn Express, 3990 Tampa Road in Oldsmar from 7 to 9 p.m., and we've got a great lineup for this coming Tuesday. That's movie night from the Tampa Bay Film Society. It's free to our members and $5 at the door for non-members.
That's right, and that's important. And I wanted to also set something up with our beautiful reporter that we're going to introduce in just a second over here. Come on over here by me, because we're going to go back to Ali, and she's going to talk about what her title has done for her, and that's really important here because we have another VIP guest that she's going to ask some questions to. But you know what? Hold on a second. Say hello to the world. Tell everybody who you are.
Hi, I'm Mariana Lynn Tagato, and I am the 2018 International Role Model for World International Miss.
Wow. And she was over as a reporter at Anjani's event at the short screen over at Ybor City, and they were so impressed with you. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Now, you interviewed a lot of film directors. How did that feel?
It was my first time, so I was really excited, and when the event was done, I was actually kind of sad to leave because I was having so much fun.
Oh!
And the short films were so good. They had really great actors.
Super cool. Well, you're an actress and a model, too, and did you ask them, how do I get in your movie?
Yes, I did.
And what did they say?
They said that it is open to any people for actually any ages, and they especially like it when young people want to audition for the short films.
I love it. That is so beautiful. Now, here's what I want you to do. This is our practice time, okay? And you're live on the air. I want you to say, reporting for Hollywood Connections, and say, Ali, she's on the phone, and you're saying, what has your title done for you? Can you do that for me? Okay, reporting for Hollywood Connections, what has your title done for you?
Reporting live from Hollywood Connections, what has your title done for you?
Are you ready, Ali?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what has it done for you?
That is a very good question, and it's a very long answer, so I'll try to make it as short as I can. I'm a survivor of bullying, and I have been bullied since I was 12, and because of that, I developed a psychological condition known as conversion. It is where the body takes stress and anxiety and converts it into a physical symptom. I have suffered seizures that have resulted in my mom having to give me CPR or a rapid heart rate that caused me to pass out while just walking across the floor. I missed almost the entire last month of school this past year due to seizures, and since becoming World's Team Miss Georgia Tourism, I have developed the voice and the ability to stand up to bullies for myself and for others, and I've only had one seizure in the past 4 months, and I'm learning to conquer my fear of people and public speaking through the interviews I'm doing for Hollywood Connections and through pageants, and I'm learning to see myself through the eyes of my family and friends. And I'd like to thank you, Ms. Dawn Reese, and Ms. Terry Moore Alexander for the opportunities y'all have given me. It has made a world of a difference.
You're going to make me cry. That's
don't cry.
No, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And that's why if I can help the girls and help the world and the teenagers, that's what I feel like as the fairy godmother. Well, hold on the line. I know we have something special, and we've got a special VIP guest. Peter, did we find this Film Society commercial? We'll be right back. I've got some VIP guests on the line. We'll be right back.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
And that's Ellen that's in the house. And we have an amazing person on the line. We're so excited. This is what Hollywood Connections is also all about. And introduce yourself, please. Is this Mark?
This is Mark. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I know you are touring right now all over the United States. Where are you right now?
I'm actually in Florida at a board meeting with a church planning ministry that I'm in. It was a whole weekend event at the Boca Resort. So I'm in Florida, and then I head out back to Nashville tomorrow night or very, very early Monday morning. Where are you?
We are in Clearwater Beach, Florida. Our beautiful studios are here with a real tower.
There you go.
Yes,
okay.
We're not just a regular podcast show or a YouTube or IMDb show. We are a real radio.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
And also, guess what? We want to thank our Starcom networks. Do you know that they added me to Thursday? I'm sorry. They took me off a Thursday, and they added me for Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4. So this show will air tomorrow on 47 stations across the United States. So we want to welcome our new listeners.
Fantastic.
Yay. So anyways,
Mark,
I've got some amazing ladies in the house. I've got Ellen. She's in charge of the Film Society here. And I told everybody your background from being a director and, you know, working, doing the Lost in Space, and you're doing this men's mission. I've got to find that book. We don't know if it was delivered to the station yet. But tell us first about the men's ministry, because I do have some reporters that do want to ask you some questions, and probably Ellen as well. So kick it off and tell
sure.
us what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. I'm really excited about it. God laid in my heart to do this 30-day, I call it the 30-day men's boot camp. It's called the First Hour for Men. However, a lot of women are doing it as well. They're just changing a few of the prayers. But, you know, God laid in my heart, I woke up one morning at 5:55 a.m. You know, being in the film business, us creative guys usually stay up late and sleep in. But, man, just... it was at 5:55 in the morning, and just I've never quite had a Holy Spirit experience like that. And over in my mind, you know, I just kept hearing, and you know, in my head, get up, give me an hour a day for the next 30 days, and I'm going to rock your world. And I know it's not me, because I'm thinking, and it just, the Spirit was speaking to me. And it was like 30 days of prayer and 30 days of reading the Word. So that's how I knew it wasn't me. It's like 30 minutes of prayer and 30 minutes of reading the Word for 30 days. Wow. But I just, God just kept taunting me and taunting me. And I woke up the next morning at 5:55. The next morning at 5:55. And being obedient, you know, I did it. And it just radically changed my life. Radically changed my life. I never had any intentions ever of doing a men's study guide. You know, it was for me. It was something that God laid in my heart. And people started seeing such a radical change. You know, people ask me, what's wrong with Mark? He seems so calm. And so she goes, he's getting up every morning, like, you know, while it's still dark and spending an hour with God. And the interesting thing about this book is the 30 minutes of prayers, God first, family second, career third. It's not really a book. It's more of a check-off list and a study guide. So it's I'm the typical C student, and it's very easy. The real book is the Bible. And interestingly enough, that, you know, when God laid this on my heart, I said, 30 minutes of reading the Word, what am I going to do? And I took my New Testament, and there was 240 pages. I said, okay, 240 divided by 30, that's only 8 pages a day. 4 pages back and front, you know, the back and front. And I've read the entire New Testament in 30 days. I actually had time over, so I did the Proverbs. So it is radically changing men. We've given away over 100,000 copies right now to date, and we are just getting miracle after miracle, testimony after testimony.
Wow.
Excuse me. So we took it a step further, and we've got the website. I love people to see the website. They can go to jmf.thefirsthour.com, and the book's on there and so forth. And we just geared up, but we've started something new where this book is just going to sweep the nation. And our feeling is, and what God always laid on my heart, is that if you heal the man, he will heal his family. The family can heal the nation. But it's a powerful, powerful study guide using the Bible with 18 prayers. And I'm telling you that you can't spend an hour a day with God without him not showing up. And lastly on that topic, you know, God also laid in my heart that, you know, biblically we're supposed to, it's mandatory, we're supposed to tithe our first fruits of our income. And this is like, I call it tithing your time. And I believe it's probably just as important to God that we give him our first fruits of us each morning.
I agree.
And, you know, he's our father. He wants to talk to us. So anyways, the bottom line is the people that are doing the book, it's radically, we're just getting miracle reports and testimonies. And I get most of the testimonies from women. They call and thank you, Mark Cook, for being obedient to God. My husband's a new man. You know,
wow.
So ladies, get on there and get a copy of the book. So that's it. The First Hour.
That's important. You know, and a lot of people, after you were on my husband and brother's show, The Man Cave, you know, real quick, a lot of people wrote me and they said, does he accept scripts? Does he accept scores for films, you know, for upcoming? I have singers that play guitar. So as we have you on the air, I know that you have done some motion pictures in your past as well with Lost in Space. And can you kind of elaborate on that real quick and kind of give me an idea if those are questions that you could answer?
Yeah. I just went, as a matter of fact, I just spoke at, it's called the Dreamers Dinner in Nashville. I was with John, and I spoke at that on Saturday night. I'm sorry. It was
Wednesday.
There's Johnny Stiles. Wednesday night. And these were all people in the industry and asking the questions, the same thing. You know, how, you know, I gave my testimony, how I got started and everything else. And I told them, anybody that's got a script, okay, anybody,
you do.
It is a miracle if you can get a producer, director, agent, studio, anybody to read it, okay? They just don't. They just don't. It's too, like, I'm so busy. I can't take 2 hours out of my time right now to do a script. And the, you know, the agents aren't going to read it unless you're somebody. So here's the secret. Anybody that's listening, okay?
We're ready.
You need to get really good at writing a treatment of your script, okay? And I learned this from Sherry Lansing. You know, Sherry Lansing is the ex-chairman of Paramount when I was there. Right. And, she, you know, they just don't have time to read the whole screenplay unless it's such a fresh idea, something different, and really captures a producer or a director or somebody. So they're difficult to write. You know, a treatment is 6 to 8 pages, max 8 pages. And it should have a little bit of dialogue, and it's your story. You know, it's the only way to go. Because if I can read somebody 6 to 8 pages, and what you want to do is Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, beginning, middle, and end, you know, throw a little dialogue in there if you can. And, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of online things of how to professionally write a treatment, or I think it might be in Sid Field's Scream book writing, but figure it out. Because I will read treatments all the time. I'll read 2, 3, 4 pages. That way, I can know the entire pitch, the entire story, within 5 minutes.
Mark?
If somebody gives me a script and I read 30 pages, takes 30 minutes of my time, I only know the setup, the first act. And if I don't love their writing and I'm not blown away in the first 30 pages, I'm not going to continue on.
Mark, so, I have Ellen. Yes, I have Ellen from the Film Society. She actually produced a show called Condo Cops, and she's got just an array of a resume. It's amazing. Ellen, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, I got a question.
Hi, Ellen.
Hello. Hello. I am also a screenwriter, and I have a writing partner, and we have a fabulous script. But my question is, now that you're saying to do a treatment, how do you just label it when you send it in as a treatment? Or
absolutely.
I mean, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
And that's all I ever got. That's all Sherry Lansing would take, man. Tom Shirk from Foxer, send me a treatment. You know, send me a treatment. You label it as a treatment. You put the title, and at the end, you know, at the end of the treatment, and in the beginning, I would do a title page, treatment for The Perfect Game. You're, you know, written by so-and-so. And then in the bottom left corner, like you always do, saying screenplay, you know, full screenplay, 122 pages, WGA registered, blah, 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 you know, full screenplay upon request.
Okay.
Wow.
Because it's just think about it. It'd be like, Ellen, imagine if you know, you reading 2, 3 scripts a day or so. You know, it's a couple-hour deal.
Right.
Now, if you're looking, and, you know, everybody's looking for something fresh. That's the whole deal, you know. It's difficult to find something fresh.
Well, we have something
true
fresh.
True stories are great.
She's ready to send it to you. Yeah, she's ready.
See, if I, you know, I'll do favors, and John reads scripts as well. I mean, I would do my sister here that's got me on her air that one favor, and I'll give you the airplane read if you want me to read the whole script. Ooh. And is it gonna knock me out? Am I gonna love it?
Well, we think it's different. Nobody else has done anything like it, and there's nothing that we're seeing in the movie theaters now.
Well, that's good news. Now I'm intrigued. You guys, you know, if I get one more Holocaust script, for some reason, I think writers must think it's time again to do another Schindler's List or something. I've gotten 3 Holocaust scripts probably in the last month.
Right. Well, I'm also working on one of those.
Wow.
Mine's a true story, though.
I just don't have any interest. That's just not my forte.
Yeah.
I want, you know, I like scripts that can make a difference as well. And that's Prelude's logo, making movies that make a difference.
Well, ours is comedy.
That can inspire.
Well, Mark, I'm going to hook the two of you up with your phone numbers as well. I know we have 15 minutes. Couple things, and I want to do a special show with you with your testimonies. I'd love you to come to the studios in Clearwater sometime soon and just do the Mark Hour with me. I think that would be inspirational as well. And then also, I have a surprise for you. So, you know, we've been promoting Kevin Sorbo's new movie, Let There Be Light. I know that he's a friend of yours.
Yes, he is.
I know. So hold on. You're going to love this. Hold on just a second because I got to meet him. But hold on. I'll be right back.
Thank you. And I'm here with... Woo!
Hi, I'm Kevin Sorbo. How are you?
I'm great.
If you've never seen Hercules, you better start watching right now. I'm going to go Hercules on your ass.
How do I get you on our radio show?
How do you get me on a radio show? Do you have a card?
I do have a card.
We'll work from there. What do you do on your radio show?
I have producers, film directors, agents, celebrities all over. Yes.
And where are you based here?
Clearwater, Tampa, live all over the universe.
Are you live all over the universe?
Yes.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
I've got a number of movies coming out next year. I just finished directing a movie in Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
So we can talk. We have many things to talk about.
I do. That would be wonderful.
Right now, check out my new movie. Just came out on DVD. It's a great Christmas movie. It's called Joseph and Mary. I play Joseph. He's a stepdad to a kid named Jesus. You may have heard of him. So please go pick it up. It's perfect for the holidays.
Can you say you're listening to Hollywood Connections on 106.1 FM?
106 what?
106.1 FM.
Hi, 106.1 FM and Hollywood Connections.
Yeah.
Is that it right there? Did I say that right? 106.1 FM radio, Hollywood Connections. Come on. I'm in Hollywood, so you just connected with me. You're very fortunate.
I love it. Thank you.
Care.
I look forward to having you on the show. Really.
Thank you.
You're amazing. All right.
Okay, so Mark, here's the deal. He said I'm so easy to get in touch with. He is the hardest person to get in touch with. I need your help.
Where was that at?
That was
where
at
was that
the
at?
Mega Tampa Comic Con. I went up, and he's like, yeah, come on over. And we're chatting, and I gave him my card. He goes, I'm really easy to get in touch with. I'll get on the radio. And I'm, like, still praying for Kevin to come on the radio.
Now, how long ago was that?
I would say a year ago.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, you think I'm busy, and we're all busy.
I know.
Well, and they just increased theaters again. So when I'll be seeing him after the first of the year.
Awesome.
He's probably coming down to Florida. Him and his wife may be coming down to Florida and getting some R&R. But that poor guy, man, I texted him once, I think, saying congratulations. But he sent me a couple of scripts. Him and I are looking at, to do something together because he was attached to Black Dog, as I told you last time. And then he got ill and we replaced him with Patrick Swayze on Black Dog, but he's a great guy. He's a great, great guy. The movie's great.
I got a text from him today.
Who's this? Hi. Who's on the air with us?
This is John.
Oh, hi, General. John. I didn't know you were with us. Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I got a text from Kevin today. He saw our pictures with, I was with Huckabee last night, and he was so excited about that. He's like, we got to talk soon. So I don't know when I'm going to hear from him, but he texted me today.
Awesome. Well, I just sent him, I did a big little press thing to his website. So tell him to check his email. But in the meantime, Elena has a question. I've got a reporter I need to introduce. You guys, hold on for a second, because this is what I do. It's kind of magical. In 2 weeks, we're going back to 2 hours on Hollywood Connections. Let's put Teresa on the air, and then Aaliyah has a question for the film director. Let's introduce Teresa, and then we're coming back to our reporter here and playing one of her footage before we end. Teresa from California, our new reporter with us.
Hi.
She's going to be covering a lot of the world tourism, events as well with pageants and the film festivals. And tell everybody a little bit about you real quick, and you've got the film directors on as well.
Well, I am involved with the Miss World Tourism Pageant, and I represent Puerto Rico for the 2018 year. I will be doing some talent, singing, dancing, and doing some acting. And we get that opportunity to do that. And we also have the opportunity to help others through, the nonprofit organizations and charities that we help. And with our platforms, we also get to do our entertainment. We do it on stage and do that and learn how to be a better person.
Right. Also, we have you set up for a lot of film festivals for reporting. We've got Mark on the phone. We got John on the phone. Hold on for a second. I know Ali wants to ask them a question. Ali, you're calling from Georgia. Now, guys, I have reporters all over the United States. I'm becoming a little mini CNN. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. I'm getting a lot of all ages reporters, and we're going to have another one here that's going to say hello to you in a minute. Ali has a question from Georgia for you guys.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Kotz.
Hi.
Okay, I have two questions, if that's okay.
No, you only get one. What's the matter? I'm joking.
Hurry up. We got 10 minutes. We got one more interview to play. Hold on. Go ahead.
Go. I've read that you've left the film business multiple times, and you keep coming back. Are you drawn to the film business, or why do you keep coming back?
That's a really good question. As a matter of fact, when I do my testimony, I always say I am never getting back in the film business again. Never. I mean, it's a very, very difficult business. You know, when you're making a movie, it just drains you for a couple of years. And Hollywood, it's just difficult. And it's not me, it's God. I mean, you know, God keeps, you know, getting me back into it. And I took a long break this time since my last film, The Perfect Game. And then a script came up that I read, you know, that I liked, called Old Fellas, and then I had some other deals. But I'm more drawn to the film business now because it can impact making the movies that make a difference. Not a straight Christian film like Kevin's doing and so forth, but similar to what I did with The Perfect Game. I think that, you know, Hollywood's such on the wrong track right now with content and everything. And I guess what keeps haunting me is there's no better way to get a message out globally, you know, than through film. So that's what kind of keeps dragging me back into it.
Allie,
but I made a commitment. I'm doing five more, one a year for 5 years, and I'm done.
Ollie, hold on a second. Real quick, Mark, isn't John's doing a couple films as well, right? John?
With Mark. Yes,
Right, and
John is an actor.
Right, correct.
He's a great actor.
Right, so we're really excited about that, you know, and promoting that. I know we have 5 minutes left, guys, and I know, Teresa, do you have a quick question? You have one question for him right now. We're going 2 hours in 2 weeks, so we're going to have more airtime. Go ahead.
Not at this moment. I don't have a question at this moment.
Okay, so we just want to introduce our reporter, our correspondent. She's going to be coming with some amazing stuff. Now, we also want to, just hold on, guys. You got to hear this beautiful little girl. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Mariana Lynn Tagato.
And you're reporting for Hollywood Connections?
Yes.
And, yes, she just went to a short film festival and interviewed a lot of film directors. And speak up a little bit. I know, and tell them how old you are.
I'm 9 years old.
And do you have a question for them? she is a precious, precious soul. I'll tell you, she's beautiful here. And she's actually, what I do, guys, as well, I'm going to have all of the reporters, and we're going to have a special hour for them as well throughout the year. You know, so great. I want to make sure, and we're going to come back. I need to play her interview as well. I'd like you to hear it real quick before we end. I would like to give a shout out to MyPillow.com. Please help support Hollywood Connections. We pay for our own airtime. Please put in the promo code BEACH and support the show, or go to PayPal and put in Dawn Reese Show at PayPal and surprise us. Be a Secret Santa and help us stay on the air. We had to go down to 1 hour. We're going back to 2 hours. So, you know, we want to get a whole week here with Lola at the station. That's what we want. You know, and we're on the syndicated stations that we pay for. So there's a lot of opportunity for the talent. And then I'm also going to Be Cool, Stay in School. I'm going to Tampa next week for American Teaching Day. So we are going to motivate the students and staying in school and bullying as well. So that's important. And guys, any last words that you have?
No, just God bless you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And that young lady, 9 years old, you keep going. You got a great future ahead of you.
Thank you.
And just, you know, just keep following your dream.
That's right. Awesome. And we have about 5:54. Ali, you have another question for them, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Can you tell me what the job of a producer is? What do y'all do? What exactly is your job? Yeah.
Money.
That's
payment.
A great question.
Money. Do we have that song?
Not at all. That's an executive producer usually.
Thank you for
That's
clarifying
a great question.
That.
I tell people this all the time. It's real simple. I'm a firefighter because all you do is put out fires on the set, meaning egos and talents and problems. But here's what a producer does. A producer looks for a project. Once he finds the project, the script, okay. He then, you know, meets with agents, tries to attach talent, tries to attach the director. and just work, you know, to try to package the script. Mm-hmm. Once that can get packaged, then he takes it to a studio to get them to fund it. Like, let me give you a real quick example. Lost in Space, I bought the rights to it from The Widow. I bought the rights. I submitted it to New Line. We attached, I had a couple attachments on it, some of the old cast members. New Line went crazy over it. They said, let's go make the movie. Once it's called, it's a green light. Once it's green light, what a producer does is he hires everybody. Okay? So, and you have key departments. You know, you hire your director. And the funny thing is, it's the only business in the world you hire your boss. Because once you hire that director, it's his creatively. And then, you know, you cast the talent. And then you just see the whole project through to make sure it comes in on budget and put out all the fights and egos and scheduling and madness. It's madness.
I have a question, Don. Don?
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello,
we have
Don?
A few minutes. Actually, we have two quick interviews, but go ahead.
Where do we send you a resume and photo for upcoming movies?
Okay. Mark, which address should we use?
Yeah. Am I on the air right now?
Yeah, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm live on the air. Resume for upcoming movies.
I can give him.
You can.
Do you want me to get the information up? You can write it to me. I can send it to them.
Yeah, you know.
Because I have 3 minutes, real quick, guys. I have to give another shout out. I know we got to go 2 hours again, 3 hours.
Yeah.
No problem.
You get the resumes. Look at them. Then you can send it to me. You have my email address.
I got everything. Cool. I got to thank.
Yeah, I don't want to give my email address out on air.
Right. I know. I agree with you. I want to thank Side Splitters Comedy Club because Piff the Magic Dragon was there last night. I so enjoyed.
I saw that.
So enjoyed the show.
Funny.
Well, it is so much fun. And I'm Hollywood Connections. We'll be back on a pre-tape. We'll be back with the Man Cave show coming up. And then we'll be 2 hours on the 25th with so many interviews with all these new reporters. And thank Terry from the World Tourism Pageants. We're going to end, guys. Thank you for calling in. Thank my reporters. Peter, we have two interviews we got to play. I got to play this one's first here. And that was with Anjani. We're just going to play a quick second. And then Ellie is in Fort Worth, Texas. And she's on the red carpet for Fort Worth, Texas Film Festival. And we'll be back next week. God bless. Give it to God. Watch things happen. And enjoy the show.
Facebook, Silver Screen for Short Film, and also you can search on YouTube, it's Silver Screen for Short Film, and I would encourage everybody should go there, like, and put your reviews, and we read your comments, and we will do best for what we can do.
My second question is, what do you mostly like to do here on Wednesdays at your film club?
Yes, this is called Silver Screen for Short Film. In
United States Tourism. I am doing this for Hollywood Connections and Don Reese. I'm here at Ballet Center of Fort Worth to introduce to you Miss Enrica and the person who's playing the role of Clara, Fiona. Hello, Miss Enrica. How are you doing today?
Hello, Ella. I'm doing very good. Thank you.
That's good. Now, when is the Nutcracker?
The Nutcracker is going to be on November 18, Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 19 at 2 p.m. in Fort Worth at the Will Rogers Auditorium. We also have two performances in Waco on December 1st, Saturday, December 1st at 7:30.